Now, there is sin in the church, but it's not the brothers that are in sin. Whether they ever was a brother or not. I heard it taught when I heard the scenario. They said that concerning that man that's living in fornication with his father's wife, that Paul had to go to him and straighten him out. Scripture says absolutely nothing about Paul going to him and straightening him out. Paul wasn't even there. He'd heard about it. But he said, I judge this matter in the Spirit. And he said, when you're gathered together in the name of the Lord and with my Spirit, he said, turn such an one over to the devil for the destruction of flesh, that he might be saved in the day of the Lord. I don't believe that he's talking about a ceremony. We hereby turn you over to Satan. You might be getting into something you don't want to get into there. But I do believe, like I heard another preacher say many, many years ago, let the devil have him. He wants the devil. Let the devil have him. When the devil gets through him, he might want Jesus. He might be saved at the end. When the devil gets through him and he repents and calls for mercy and upon the Lord. But he didn't say try to reform that man. He didn't say try to show that man that's living in fornication with his father's wife. He didn't say try to reform him. He didn't say to correct him. He didn't say to try to show him the errors of his ways. You might get the man out of the woman's bedroom, but you'll never get her bedroom out of his heart. You'll never do it. You'll absolutely never do it. And we establish those things in the church by trying to reform them. But he said, I couldn't speak to you as unto spiritual, but because you're carnal, there was nothing but reproof and rebuke. And every time that I write to you, there's more reproof and rebuke because you're carnal and because you're walking as men. Even those who had been born of God were walking as men.
My Lord.
They were walking in their own understanding. They were doing things according to what seemed right in their own sight. I mean, even in the government of the church and so on. God helped me very much, probably a couple of years ago now, when He spoke to me one day. You want to hear something profound? God always speaks so simply. He said, Adam didn't have a sin nature when he walked away from the tree of life and took a bite out of the forbidden tree. He didn't have a sin nature. You think about that about 10 seconds and you'll know that's true. Because sin entered through his disobedience. Romans 5 and 12. For as by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin. And Romans 5 and 19. Whereas by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So by the obedience of one, that's Christ's obedience to the death of the cross. Philippians 2nd chapter. Many were made righteous. Adam did not have a sin nature. There's no sin in his nature. There's no sin in his heart. It was not sin that drew him away from the tree of life. It was not sin. Listen to me. Something else attracted him away from the tree of life to a tree called the knowledge of good and evil. And it wasn't evil that drew him away. It wasn't the good that drew him away. It was the knowledge. Scripture didn't say it was the tree of good and evil. It said it's the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now, what am I getting at? Adam, Eve, were in the image and the likeness of God. They were breathing the breath of God. God formed Adam of the dust of earth, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Amen. It wasn't oxygen that God breathed into him.
Amen.
It was spirit.
Amen.
That God breathed into Adam. And he said, the day you eat that tree, you'll surely die. And he quit breathing spirit the day he ate that fruit. But he kept breathing oxygen for another 900 years and something.
Amen.
But he breathed the Spirit of God. His breath of life was the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. He was in the image and likeness of God. And the Scripture said He was crowned with glory and honor. And the crown, literally the word is not a crown that sits on the head. It's an adornment. It's an outer garment of the glory of God. And you'll notice the last verse, I believe, of the second chapter of Genesis says something that will stagger us if we're carnal. It says, "And the man and the woman were both naked, and they were not ashamed." Well, let me deal with that real quick before you get the wrong idea about what I'm saying. They were both naked, but they were both adorned, covered with the glory of God.
Amen.
We've got lots of clothes today, and that's right, and that's good. But we can still be naked because the glory of God is no longer there. And the thing that made Adam aware that he was naked was the knowledge of good and evil. But what caused him to know that he's naked? God said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree that I told you not to eat of?" He said, "You'd have never known that you was naked if you hadn't eaten of that tree. Because you'd still be clothed with the glory of God." Praise God. See, I'm not saying that if you're pure in heart, you can run around naked and there'd be no problem with it. I'm not saying that. Keep your fig leaves on. You know, praise God. But they was trying to cover spiritual nakedness with a human covering, a physical covering. But the glory was gone. That there was crowned with. The image and the likeness of God was gone. Listen, man that's born of a woman is not in the image and likeness of God. The children of God are conformed to the image of the Son of God. But not that one that's born of the flesh. They're not in the image and likeness of God. God is not a man 6 foot tall with a 9-inch hand span, as some have taught us. That's not the image of God. It's what God is. Praise God. What God is, that's what they were. Praise God. And there was no sin in them. They were in a paradise. Every tree of the garden was beautiful to look at and good for food. Every one of them had food on them. These pine trees had fruit on them. Every tree of the garden, beautiful to look at, good for food. Two trees in the midst of the garden, the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And there's a serpent in the garden. There's some things that I don't fully understand, you know, but there's a serpent in the garden. And he comes to Eve and he begins to entice, "Hath God said?" He begins to question what God has said. And he said, "God doth know that you'll not surely die if you eat of this tree, but you'll become as gods, knowing both good and evil." And I'm going to tell you something. There's no drugs hanging on that tree. Amen. There's no alcohols hanging on that bad tree. I'm talking about the bad tree. There's no beer joints hanging on that tree. Amen. There's no houses of prostitution hanging on that tree. Nothing like that. That tree is a religious tree.
Amen.
That tree is the knowledge of good and evil.
Amen.
And until Christ came, it's through the knowledge of good and evil that men kept themselves. Mm-hmm. Until Christ came.
Amen.
After departing from the tree of life, they had to have something. Why do you think our education system uses an apple as a symbol of education? Because the legend is that it was an apple tree. And it was an apple she ate, the knowledge of good and evil. And it becomes a symbol of higher education, the apple. Our medical system. Why do you think the snake wrapped around a pole is a symbol of our medical system? It's because the serpent that Moses lifted up on a pole is recognized in our medical system. But I'll assure you, that's not the system that God used. Praise God. But that tree It wasn't good and evil. It was a knowledge of good and evil. I believe it was Job that it said he was a perfect man. He shunned the evil and he did the good. Job did not have that better thing that God has provided for us. We can be just like Job was when God said he's perfect and shuns the evil and does the good and still miss the mark because the Christ has come to take away the sin. Up perfect and upright man. He shunned the evil and he did the good. That tree that was in the garden was a knowledge of good and evil. And Eve believes that if I just know, now she's in the image and likeness of God. She's breathing the Spirit of God. She's crowned with the glory and the honor of God. But the serpent makes her believe that if you know, if you have the knowledge of good and evil, here's the treachery of the serpent, that you can shun the evil and you can do the good. But there was no sin in them while he's giving them this lie. And he says, but this tree will make you as gods. They're in the image and likeness of God, but this goes beyond being the image and likeness of God. Really, is that you'll become your own God. You won't really need God because you become your own God. You'll know good from evil. You can shun the evil. You can do the good. And that is religion.